7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Oh. Yeah, come on. Oh, well, at least we're getting this out of the way early. Oh. Okay, here we go. The current time is 1930 UTC, and that means it's time to pour water for my cat. There, drink it up. It is also time for the Dubious Goals Committee. Oh. Hello, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and I'm here pouring water for my cat. Maybe we should listen to her drink. Oh, wait, she stopped. Oh, she's walking out. Too late. Okay. Oh, yeah. All right. Dubious Goals Committee, let's do this thing. I slept kind of okay, but slightly weird, and it's hard to explain. But it has something to do with the weather. Well, I gotta sit down here. Yada. And what's on my TV here? Oh, I got some people dancing in a shopping district somewhere in Japan. Okay, yeah, that's cool. But it's distracting, so I'm just gonna kind of kill this. Oh. Yeah. The next thing we need to... Why is the cat sitting here staring at me? Why are you staring at me? Why are you staring at me? Because you're a kitty. We love kitties. And we also love tea. Yes. Drinking Gaoshan today. Oh, I was going to go with Che Guan Yin, but sort of at the last second, I just kind of went, yeah. Then I grabbed the Gaoshan instead, so. Oh, it's good. Alright. Ooh, oofa doofa. Oh, so what's been happening? Well, in the last 24 hours, I went to the grocery store. And I got some hot dog buns. And I got some potato chips and some cottage cheese. And some graham crackers, and there was something else, but I don't remember what it is, and it's not important anyway. Oh, some vinegar. Seems like there was something else, but again, not important. Not as important as this tea anyway. Ooh, delicious. Oh, then I spent some of the time last night doing stuff, and then I did some other stuff. And then I sat down and I started thinking. And there's nothing more than dangerous than Tobe thinking. And what was I thinking about? Well, the Ghost Festival is coming up. The Hungry Ghost Festival. The Hungry Ghost Festival is August 23rd. Falls on a Sunday, where I live. And I want to play. I want to I want to do a concert for ghosts. You got to understand, the Hungry Ghost Festival is on a very critical day. August 23rd, that's the day that the gates open between worlds. And so all the ancestors who feel like they haven't been, you know, worshipped properly, they come to Earth and we feed them because they are hungry ghosts. That's not the entire story, but it's close. So I think that's a really good night to have a concert. We can, you know, play ghost music, hungry ghost music, and burn joss paper. I kind of want to play at one of two venues so I can, burn some joss paper. You can't just set things on fire during your show when you're playing in the venues that I play at, the small venues. And they don't allow pyrotechnics. So, as for me, I need venues where I can just burn things for my ancestors during the Ghost Festival. So yeah, I'm thinking about one place in particular where we can just step outside. It's like I can step off stage and take like 5 or 6 steps, then be outdoors. We could have a brazier going out there. We can have people, burning joss, doing fun stuff like that. The problem is, this is the Hungry Ghost Festival, and one of the traditions is you have to put out food for all the ghosts. They're hungry ghosts. Duh. You gotta feed them. And I don't want to, anger any ghosts who might be hungry, so am I gonna have to buy a bunch of food for this for this concert and just let it sit out? Maybe I'll get some symbolic food. I'm thinking I could buy some, I don't know, plastic fruit or something. Maybe I should just buy a dozen donuts or something. I don't know. What do ghosts like? Ghosts like mooncakes? I don't know. When is the mooncake festival? The Mid-Autumn Festival. That's later. So yeah, I'm gonna have to do a Mid-Autumn Festival mooncake concert because mooncakes. But being as the Ghost Festival is coming up, I gotta prepare for that. Now, if you're unfamiliar with the Hungry Ghost Festival, this is a festival that takes place in most Asian cultures. In Japan, it's known as Bon or Obon. And if you ever saw Karate Kid Part 2, you knew all about Ralph Macchio doing the bone dance. Ugh. Yeah, Karate Kid. By the way, did you know that they made a Karate Kid 4? A lot of people don't know this. Most people are just familiar with the first three movies of the franchise. But there was a fourth movie. I don't think anybody original was involved. It was probably somebody else snapped up the rights to the property, tried to put out a movie. I think it was a flop. But you're never gonna guess who the Karate Kid was in that movie. No, it wasn't Ralph Macchio. No. They had to get somebody new. None other than Academy Award-winning actress Hilary Swank. I kid you not. Look it up. Karate Kid 4. Starring Hilary Swank. I think it was actually before she won her Academy Award. But I'm having so much fun with this tea that I can't focus on anything else. Oh, Gaoshan. So good. That reminds me, I have to buy some more Dahong Pao. And you know what? I should go up to the other store. I need to go to two different stores. I need to go to the store on 108th Street in the old DMV for two things: to see if they have any hats that I want to buy, and also to see if they have any preparations or decorations for the Ghost Festival. Then I should go to the other store and buy some dice. Buy some more dice, and I should go to the good other store too, just because I need. And what do I need? Probably nothing other than to look for Ghost Festival stuff. I don't know. Okay, I gotta do it. I gotta do one more, just one more cup of tea. Oh, look at that. That's one thing we can have at my Ghost Festival concert is tea. Although hot tea on August 23rd might not be the best idea. because these venues I'm playing probably aren't air conditioned. Anyway, I guess we could always have iced tea. Do the ghosts of my ancestors even like iced tea? I don't know. Most of my ancestors are, you know, Prussians. Did they even drink tea in Prussia? I don't, of course they did, but here's one. God, it's so good. Tea. It's delicious. Okay, so I gotta get up because we gotta move over to the other side of the room because I did do a thing last night in preparation for the Ghost Festival. I said to myself, I need to make ghost music. And so I started repatching the Bit Collider. And I thought it turned out pretty cool. So, let's get it going. Turn it on. Turn up the gain on the mixer. Wrong knob. There it is. Oh, it's so ghosty. Of course, it sounds even better when we add reverb. And we can even add some drums. There's a little swing in there. I like it. Ho ho ho. Oh, it's so crelly. Oh, what a treasure. Too much swing. Hold on. Let's do a thing. Let me put the microphone down. Thank you. Yeah. Okay. So, is that my new Ghost Festival track? Yada-da-da. Who knows? I guess it could be. It could be. I could play that during the Ghost Festival concert. Because I like Ghost Festivals. And I like to make noise that attracts ghosts. The ghosts of my ancestors. Thank you. Yeah. Okay, so now imagine you're sitting in a garage, in some kind of industrial garage with extraordinary high ceilings. It's dark. You're listening to that. There's lots of psychedelic lights that kind of look like the room's on fire. And there's some guy standing down there at the bottom of the pit, which is the stage, and he's lighting yellow pieces of paper on fire. He's throwing them around. He's wearing a strange hat, and it looks like you might be in a very dangerous situation. But that's the way my Ghost Festival concert's gonna go. So don't get spooked. It's gonna be scary. But we won't be eating mooncakes. Though I guess I could buy some mooncakes. I don't know. I haven't given it a lot of thought. Why would I?
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Dubious Goals Committee ends with a whimper once again. My name's Tobe. I gotta get out of here. I gotta do stuff.